With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A law enforcement official tells the AP that the gunman who killed two people at a bar in Austin, Texas, early Sunday was wearing a sweatshirt that said Property of Allah and another shirt with an Iranian flag design. The gunman is a 53-year-old male originally from Senegal, West Africa. One of those sources says he came to the U.S. in 2006 and was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The FBI says the shooting that left 14 others wounded is being investigated as a potential act of terrorism. More than 20 people have been killed in a violent pro-Iran demonstrations in Pakistan.
Authorities say more than 20 people were killed, more than 120 wounded in clashes with police Sunday after hundreds of pro-Iran demonstrators tried to storm the U.S. consulate in Karachi, Pakistan, and in violence in the country's north, where demonstrators attacked U.N. and government offices. The violence came after the United States and Israel attacked Iran, killing Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Pakistan's president conveyed his condolences to Iran, saying, "Pakistan stands with the Iranian nation in this moment of grief and shares in their loss." I'm Donna Water.
Dr. Nikan Hatibi, an Iranian-American activist and former Trump appointee, reacts to the death of Iran's supreme leader.
After 47 years, the Iranian people have a chance for self-determination. They're ready for some freedom, separation of church and state. And they're ready to get rid of this occupied regime, terroristic organization that's really suppressed them, executed their loved ones and family members, and more importantly, taken their God-given right to an opportunity for a good life.
Dr. Hatibi made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. America's pastors are talking about persecution.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abusive believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
The World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed last month. WCC General Secretary Jerry Pillay says these ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February at Ukraine's request, causing a sharp drop in the number and accuracy of Russian attacks. Correspondent Keith Peters reports.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
The Louvre Museum, home of the Mona Lisa, has a new director. Art historian Christoph Larebalt, a veteran museum director, has been chosen to steer the world's largest museum out of crisis. Larebalt takes over from outgoing Louvre director Laurence Descartes, who resigned 4 months after the brazen heist in October. More details at srnnews.com.